The most important thing to determine first is, guess what? It's your why. Just like everything else in life, when it comes to reaching goals, you must have a why and you must have a compelling why. Otherwise, you might just be wasting your time.
Welcome to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. I'm Rae Ann Mullins, your guide on this quest to a vivacious life. Join me as we uncover the keys to ditch inflammation, conquer fatigue, and stride confidently towards a harmonious, health-filled existence. This podcast is your compass to a balanced and fit lifestyle. So get ready to elevate your wellness game and embrace the vibrant, high-quality life that you deserve. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast with Rae Ann Mullins, your host. That's me. Thank you so much for being here. I got to tell you that this episode was inspired because I heard some people talking at the gym. I work at a gym. I think I've mentioned that many, many times. I teach cycle classes, do some breathwork classes, and also train my daughter. And I'm at the gym quite a bit lately, actually. Anyway, I was on the treadmill the other day and some ladies were talking very loudly on the treadmill next to me. And so it was really hard not to eavesdrop. And I got to tell you, eavesdropping at a gym for someone like me is a perfect way to get some insight on what people are feeling or thinking. And it's great for content for me, right? I mean, don't worry. I really don't like creep around listening to everyone's conversations. But like I said, when they're right next to me on the treadmill talking very loudly, it's so hard not to listen. And it's even harder not to chime in. Like, I have to bite my tongue so hard because unless somebody's asking me specifically what I think, unless you're listening to my podcast, of course, but I'm not going to like interrupt like somebody's conversation and be like, well, I think blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm totally not like that because I think it's rude. But anyway, it is really awesome to hear people talking. So, okay. Anyway, these women were talking about how they track their food, like on an app, but they were also talking about how they would forget to track their dinner sometimes, or they would forget to track their snacks or even their beverages. And so they would forget when they would try to go back, you know, a couple days to like log their food, they couldn't remember what they had eaten. And so they were talking about how, you know, they were going to do better at it. So anyway, that is the exact thing that inspired me to talk about the difference and the benefits and drawbacks of food tracking and tracking healthy habits, because it's two different things. Okay. So if you're listening to this, there's a good chance that you're looking to either be healthier, or maybe a more fit version of yourself, or maybe you want to lose weight, or maybe you want to maintain your weight, or maybe you desire to get your thyroid under control, or you want to reduce your antibodies, whatever it is, right? This topic can actually be a really good one for you. So we are talking about the difference between tracking your food and tracking healthy habits. So which is better, food tracking or habit tracking? For me, I got to tell you, I do both. Sometimes I am more serious about it than other times, but most of the time I am keeping a pulse on either my habits and or my food intake. If you're interested in tracking more, whether it's food or habits, the most important thing to determine first is, guess what? It's your why. Just like everything else in life, when it comes to reaching goals, you must have a why and you must have a compelling why. Otherwise, you might just be wasting your time. Okay. So how you track and which option you choose depends on what you want to accomplish. All right. And I just want to say, like the women that I was talking about, who were talking about how they weren't doing a good job tracking and they would forget and whatever. To me, I don't feel like they were interested enough or committed enough, or maybe they didn't really know why. And that makes it even harder to stay consistent with this. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as it comes up. But so, you know, like I was saying, how you track whether it's food tracking or habit tracking, totally depends on what it is that you want to accomplish. So let's talk about the difference between the two styles of tracking, and then you can decide based on your personal goals which one is better for you right now. So it's important to know that it can change and can change often, just like your goals and reasons, okay? And I think it's important to say that, you know, you don't have to be stuck in one way or the other. You know, it's okay to change and move and adapt, all right? That's super, super important. Let's talk about food tracking first. Food tracking is also known as food logging or food journaling. It's the practice of basically recording and monitoring every single thing that you eat and drink throughout the day. This typically involves keeping some kind of detailed record of, you know, the types of food that you're eating, the portion size, and also like the nutritional information such as calories and the like macro breakdowns, you know, like how many carbs, proteins, and fats that you're eating. So I also, if someone's working with me and they're doing a food log, I really like for them to track their emotions around food as well, because this gives us a lot of insight. And we're not talking about that particular thing today, but that is probably a good topic for later. So food tracking, it can be done using various methods, right? You could use like old school, like pen and paper, like just write it down. You could use an app on your phone, or even some websites have options too. So many food tracking apps allow you to search for specific foods or even scan barcodes to quickly log items, which is, you know, making the process more convenient and a little bit faster. They usually even have an option where you can save common meals or foods or recipes, which makes it way easier to log your food. And I would say the most popular nutrition or food tracking apps, at least the ones I know and use, are MyFitnessPal. It's probably the most top known one. Lose It is another good one. And then one I used for years is called Chronometer. So like I said, these are the ones that I know the best, but there are a ton of them. And I got to tell you, most of them are free, or at least have a free version, but they also offer like upgraded versions as well, where you can like create specific goals and you can, you know, scan the barcodes and look for like gluten-free foods. There's a lot of them that are really upgraded, but I just gotta be honest, I don't do that because I usually know exactly, you know, what I need. But if you don't know, I mean, as a nutrition coach, it's easy for me to create a plan, but if that's not what you do as a job, then maybe you do want the upgraded version, or maybe you just want a nutrition coach to help you get the right breakdown. But anyway, the purpose though of food tracking varies depending on what your goal is. Okay. But it often includes these things: weight management, right? Tracking food intake can help you monitor your calorie consumption and, you know, so that you can learn to make adjustments to achieve either weight loss or, you know, weight loss or maintenance, or maybe you want to gain weight. Okay. This awareness can lead to better food choices and improved dietary habits. Another purpose would be nutritional awareness. Okay. By keeping track of what you eat, you can become more mindful of dietary habits and then identify areas where you might need to make improvements. You know, like maybe if you see after tracking for a few days that you're not getting enough fiber in, so you're going to add in, you know, more vegetables or more beans, or more avocado because they have a lot of fiber, by the way. So by, you know, tracking your food, you can get a good awareness of how you are eating from a nutritional standpoint, not just from a weight loss standpoint, but how many vitamins, you know, are you getting? What micronutrients are you getting? So all of these apps track all of that when you do it. Okay. The other purpose of food tracking would be accountability and motivation. So food tracking provides a visual record of what you're eating, which serves as a great tool for accountability and motivation. So seeing progress over time can encourage you to stick to your dietary goals and make healthier choices. Okay. If you're getting results, you know, whatever that is, maybe you're losing pounds, then you can go back and see what has been working versus just winging it and not really knowing, you know, what is working. So it gives you like this record. And you can be like, wow, I lost 3 pounds this week. And you can be like, well, what did my week look like? I need to continue this because it's working. Okay. If weight loss is your goal. Another purpose would be identifying patterns and triggers. Keeping a food journal allows you to identify those patterns with eating, you know, such as emotional eating triggers. Or maybe you'll start to notice that every day at a certain time of day, you are feeling like snacking. Okay. And then you can be like, this is really good insight. Maybe, you know, if every day I notice at 4 p.m., I really want sugar, then you can say, okay, well, what am I eating earlier in the day? What can I do to adjust my earlier meals so that maybe I don't need that 4 p.m. snack? Or you might even be like, what else is going on at 4 p.m. that's making me want to eat? Maybe, am I really hungry? So it can be really helpful to track your food, to, you know, look for these patterns, look for triggers, and see how you can adjust. However, food tracking also has some drawbacks. Okay, everything has some pros and cons, and here are some of the cons. First, it's time consuming, and it takes a lot of effort. Logging every single meal and snack and piece of food or drink that goes in your mouth is time consuming, and it's a little tedious. It's especially annoying and tedious for people that are super busy. Okay, so it does require some dedication and consistency to maintain those accurate records, which may not be sustainable for everybody. Okay, if you are super busy, you're even having like a hard time getting meals in because you're so busy, you don't have time to cook, you're like running around all the time, which I hear that all the time, then, you know, is tracking your food really a good idea? Because maybe that's just adding more to your plate. Yeah, not your food plate, but your, you know, schedule. And so maybe it's not a good idea. Okay. Another drawback is potential for obsession or disordered eating. This is a big one. For some people, food tracking can become obsessive, or it can actually trigger disordered eating patterns. Now, this doesn't mean that it's somebody is going to be, you know, bulimic or anorexic, but maybe, you know, tracking your food could like trigger some like old feelings of not good enoughness, or maybe like you're scared to eat, or maybe, you know, it can really bring up a lot of emotional, garbage actually. And that's not necessarily good. So constantly monitoring your calorie counts and food intake may lead to these unhealthy relationships with food and body image. So if this is something that you're worried about, then just hold on and hear me out later about habit tracking instead. Okay. So again, I'm going to say that one more time. Food tracking absolutely can lead to obsession or disordered eating. So if you are prone to that, then I don't know that food tracking is really a good idea for you. Okay. And it's a good idea to get help and find other ways to monitor your intake without having to count every morsel of food going in your mouth. And there are other ways. Another drawback is focusing on quantity over quality. Okay. So while food tracking can definitely help you, you know, monitor how many calories you're bringing in, if you're just looking at calories, it prioritizes quantity over quality. So focusing solely on meeting calorie goals may overlook the importance of nutrient density and overall food quality in maintaining your health. Okay. And this is why I don't like for people to just look at calories. Yes, calories do matter, but the type of calories also matter. Okay. And so do other areas of your life. So if you are somebody who's like, well, I'm going to start tracking my food and I'm going to get 1400 calories a day. By the way, most women need way more than 1400 calories. I'm just saying, but let's just say that you're like, okay, but what if of those 1400 calories, 700 of them come from sugary foods? I mean, is that really healthy? No, it's not. If half of your intake is from sugar, then that's probably not going to help you reach your goals. Okay. So that's just super, super important to keep in mind that calories matter, but the type of calories and other areas matter just as much or more. All right. Inaccuracy and estimation is another drawback. So it's challenging to accurately measure and track every aspect of food intake, including portion sizes and ingredient quantities. So this can lead to inaccuracies and discrepancies in the calorie counts, potentially undermining the whole effectiveness of food tracking efforts. So remember me telling you before that companies, I've said this in other podcasts, not in this one, but I've mentioned before that companies are legally allowed to misrepresent their food labels up to 30%. Yikes, that's a lot. That can make calorie and macro tracking challenging if you can't even trust the food labels. You know what I'm saying? So if something says it's 100 calories, it could be, you know, 130 calories or 70 calories, if I'm doing my math right, but 30% off. So even though like 100 calories isn't a big one, but let's say you have you think you're eating 700 calories, you know, what's that? I mean, 30% more of that is a lot more. So you have to really understand how to accurately measure and track. And I've also talked about how it's a good idea in one of my podcasts recently in the weight loss mistakes. I talk about how, you know, measuring your food might be more accurate than just like trusting the label. So remember I told you guys about oats. It says a half a cup is a serving size, which is 45 grams. But when I measured 45 grams, it was actually less than a half a cup. So this is what I'm talking about. When you're really food tracking, it's not really helpful unless it's as close to perfect. Okay. And it's hard to be perfect. So we definitely want to remember that food tracking, you have to remember it's not going to be perfect. And you just want to see your patterns and you want to get as close as possible. All right. Overall, while food tracking can be a useful tool for improving your habits, your dietary habits and your food choices, and also achieving health goals, it's essential to approach it mindfully and be aware of its potential limitations and drawbacks. So habit tracking, on the other hand, involves monitoring and recording daily behaviors, routines, or even activities with the aim of fostering positive habits and behaviors. Okay, this can include a wide range of habits, such as exercise, meditation or deep breathing, hydration, you know, getting in your water, how much sleep you're getting, reading, TV time, screen time, or any other activities that you may want to incorporate or get rid of in your daily life. So habit tracking focuses on establishing consistency and progress over time rather than strictly monitoring like specific outcomes, like things like calorie counts or macro counts. Okay. So just like food tracking, there are some benefits and some drawbacks to habit tracking. Let's go over those. The benefits of habit tracking. So remember, we're talking about tracking what kind of habits you do versus your food. It promotes consistency, which I love. So habit tracking encourages individuals to like perform desired behaviors consistently. Okay, but that's the keyword, by the way, by providing a visual record of their progress. Okay, so this can help establish routines and make habits more automatic over time. Okay, now what I didn't mention is there are habit tracking apps, and I have not found one that I love. I'm sure there are great ones out there, so I apologize for not having a recommendation. I've looked at many and I just don't love it. And to be honest with you, the one I was using, it was annoying because like every other, like I swear multiple times an hour, it was like dinging, dinging, dinging. Did you do your habit? Did you do your habit? And it was like, it was actually giving me more stress than helping me. And so I do some simple things I'll tell you about in a little bit, but I really do prefer pen to paper so I can actually see the habits on paper so I can write them down, check them off. I love that. Okay. So anyway, benefits, it promotes consistency. Another benefit is that it focuses on long-term change. Okay. Unlike short-term goals, such as weight loss, habit tracking emphasizes sustainable behavior change. So by focusing on daily habits, you can create lasting improvements in your life. Okay. When we think about, you know, wanting to lose 10 pounds. Okay, great. A lot of people see that as a short-term goal and they might be able to lose 10 pounds, but how do they maintain it? Well, habits, healthy lifestyle habits help you get there and to maintain versus just doing a quick fix diet and counting your calories. Like you don't want to count your calories and do this quick diet for the rest of your life. However, you can create habits that literally become a part of your life. Okay, there's a big different. So the benefits of habit tracking is that it focuses on these long-term changes. It can help you learn to do something forever. Okay, another benefit would be customizable to your goal. So habit tracking is highly customizable. That was a hard word to say, customizable to individual preferences and goals. You can choose which habits to track based on, you know, your priorities and adjust the tracking method as needed. So an example would be that, again, I'm going to bring up weight loss because a lot of people, I feel like everybody wants to lose weight all the time. But the example would be that you want to lose weight, but you don't want to get stuck in the dieting cycle or continue to look for a new program, kind of like what I was just saying. So you can create habits around weight loss, okay, such as eating 3 balanced meals a day, right? Then include a protein, some fiber, vegetables, healthy fat, and a little starch, okay? You would also want to include a habit like getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night, okay? And then maybe you want to add the habit of getting in 10,000 steps a day. And by the way, these are just examples. I'm not saying you should do all these things, okay? Don't leave here and be like, well, she said I needed this. No, I'm just saying as an example, okay? So anyway, this way you're not just tracking your food, you're tracking all the areas of weight loss that matter, okay? And many people ignore all of these other habits, okay? And the thing I love about habits is that one habit cycles or leads to another habit. And pretty soon you get this like constant cycle, a positive cycle of positive habits. Whereas dieting and just tracking calories is kind of like a rabbit hole. I think it like takes you down, you know, one avenue and then you don't feel good enough. And then you keep cutting. And then you're binging. And then you're starting over. Whereas habits are more about consistency and incorporating a lot of different areas of your life that filter into each other and help each other. Okay. So here are some drawbacks. Just like any kind of tracking, it requires discipline and commitment. Habit tracking requires consistent effort and discipline to maintain it, right? You must make a conscious effort to track your habits daily, and you know, you may struggle to stay consistent over time. So in order to help with that, I recommend starting with just a few habits at a time, the most important habits to you, okay? Because another drawback is that habit tracking, it could be overwhelming. Tracking too many habits at once can be overwhelming and really difficult to sustain. So it's important to start small and just gradually add new habits over time to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Okay, so maybe you start with a habit of something as simple as eating a balanced breakfast, right? Like maybe your goal is, okay, I'm going to really break this down and I'm just going to get really comfortable and used to my habit of eating a balanced breakfast. Maybe do this for a few weeks and then add in a second habit of getting in maybe like, let's say you're going to aim for 8,000 steps a day. Okay. So now you're eating breakfast every day, balanced breakfast every day, and now you're getting 8,000 steps a day. Okay. And then when you're like, okay, I got this down. I'm good. Then you can add in another habit. Okay. And maybe that's, you know, going to bed an hour earlier. Something like that. So little bits at a time ensures that they really become a habit. And once you have a habit, it's kind of hard to break it. I have so many habits that even when I'm doing other things that aren't healthy, I'm still sticking with my healthy habits because they're who I am. Okay. That doesn't mean you can't sneak in poor habits, but once you have your foundation of healthy habits set, then it's so much easier to stick with them. Okay. Another drawback is that it focuses on behavior, not outcomes. Okay. So how is that a drawback? Habit tracking focuses on the process rather than the outcome of behavior change. So while this can be a benefit, right, for establishing routines, which is what we like, it may not always lead to the desired results if the habits are not aligned with the specific goal. Okay. Did that make sense? So you might be creating all these healthy habits, but if they don't actually align with what your goal is, then you might not reach your goal. So it's really important to know your goal and then understand what habits are best for that specific goal. Okay, and that's where a professional can help you. This is an area that I help my clients with. Also, that's exactly what my balance method is all about, creating a balanced and healthy lifestyle with habits that lead to weight loss and or better health. Okay, so anyway, those are some of the benefits and drawbacks. Habit tracking differs from food tracking in a couple ways, right? The scope of tracking, okay, habit tracking involves a wide range of behaviors beyond just food, right? Including exercise, sleep, stress management, and others. Food tracking, on the other hand, specifically focuses on monitoring your dietary habits and nutritional intake, okay? So obviously food tracking is all about the diet. Doesn't matter what your exercise is, doesn't matter what your sleep is, doesn't matter, you know, any of that stuff. It's just food. Habit tracking is everything, okay? They differ on the emphasis of behavior versus nutrition. So while food tracking focuses on monitoring what and how much you eat, habit tracking emphasizes establishing consistent behaviors and routines in all the different areas of life. I mean, I basically just said that, right? So it can include nutrition. In fact, I believe greatly that your habit tracking needs to include your nutrition. I really believe in the eat, move, breathe method, and that all areas, eat, move, breathe, sleep, all of them matter, okay? So it's just really making sure you understand that habit tracking can include nutrition, but it doesn't have to. I mean, I think it should, especially if your goal is around any kind of weight management. And then the other thing where they differ is long-term versus short-term. So habit tracking is geared towards fostering long-term behavior change and lifestyle improvement, while food tracking is often used for short-term goals, such as, like we just said, weight loss, nutritional awareness, or to help with some kind of medical condition. Now, after I talked about all of that, you might say, or you might have read into that I am definitely more in favor of habit tracking. And that would be absolutely true, except that some people who have very specific goals for weight loss and or fitness goals may really need to focus on food tracking. Okay, so even though overall, I really believe on focusing on healthy habits more, there are times where it's really important for somebody to really hone in on the food choices, and food tracking is the better choice, okay? But then eventually leads into habit tracking, okay? So I worked with a young man just recently who is gearing up to be in the NFL draft, and he needed to gain some weight. So we set up a nutrition plan for him. And so this is somebody who really needed to be serious about food tracking, right? He had this serious goal because it's going to determine his life, right? I mean, not all of us are going to get paid on how much we weigh and what our body looks like, but somebody who wants to be in the NFL, who is in a position that needs to be a really big guy, he really needed to be serious about focusing on tracking his food to ensure that he would hit his goal. Okay. So I'm very happy to report that he did it and he's happy and he's going to crush it. And I'm so excited to watch. I also work with people who are serious about losing weight. You know, I work with people who are pre-diabetic or have Hashimoto's. And one thing that can really help them is to, you know, reduce inflammation and lose some weight. Okay. So I always invite my clients to keep a food log while working with me so that we can see what is happening. I think it's really important, or else it can be hard as their coach and even for them to know how to give them advice without seeing what they are eating or doing, right? It's like, how can I help somebody do better if I can't even see what they're doing? You know what I mean? So anyway, there is absolutely a time and a place for both food tracking and habit tracking. Okay. So as far as habit tracking goes, I am actually just finishing up with a 60-day challenge with a group of people where they were to focus all 60 days on six main habits. I gave them instructions, though, in the beginning to pick the habits that they felt they were struggling with the most. And I would say that some of the people whom are in this challenge or were in the challenge are people that I've worked with before in other nutrition programs and I've worked with individually. But I found that several of these people did better focusing on habits versus just food. I was very pleased with some of the results that I saw. And some of these people who, you know, I feel like we're really getting pressured with like thinking about their food too much. And so when we took the pressure off looking at just food, they were able to look at all of the habits and how they all work together. And they actually had better results. Okay. So I just feel like, you know, some people feel less pressured when tracking habits versus the actual food intake. I have really spent the last several years of my life, a lot more than that. I've spent a bulk of my career really focusing on habits more than just food. And recently I've been focusing more on food just in the last few months because I'm wearing the blood glucose monitor that I've told you about. But overall, I love the idea of balance, obviously, which is the whole point of this podcast. And because of that, I think tracking habits is a beautiful way to add balance to your life. And so guess what? I'm super, super excited. I had this little project in mind and my sister-in-law is awesome and helped me make it come to real life. I love habit tracking so much that I created a healthy habits journal just for you guys. And so it's awesome. You can actually go to Amazon and buy it. It's just $20. Here's what it is. It's in the beginning of the book. I help you reflect and set some goals. And then there are 6 months of journal pages. So it's set up so that it's kind of like a workbook. It's exactly what I wanted for myself. And then I thought, well, if I'm making this for myself, I should share it with the world, right? Why not? So it's set up so that in the morning you spend a few minutes. Now, this is going to be for somebody who really wants some changes, by the way, or somebody who just really wants to be their healthiest, best self. If you're too busy to even cook food for yourself, then probably the journal. You probably don't want the journal, just being honest. But if you're somebody who is willing to take a few minutes in the morning to create some goals for the day, work on your habits, remind yourself what your habits are, and then at the end of the day, reflect on your day and go through the habits you accomplished, I really think it'd be great. Really, really, really good option for you. Okay. So anyway, there's 6 months of habit tracking. So you could like get this $20 book, set up your goals, and then track for 6 whole months. Because here's the thing with habit tracking. It's not sexy, right? It's not quick. It's not trendy. It's for long term. And that's what I've been saying today. It's long term. It's for life. It's for the best for your body. So I hope that you'll check it out. I will include the link to the Amazon page in the show notes. And last week, I did a little video in the Balanced, Fit, and Free Facebook group to show you what the journal looks like. I was having a hard time getting it on Amazon to show you the individual pages. So I did a little video in the Facebook group so you could check that out. So if you're not in the Facebook group, please join because it's a fun group. We do like a weekly challenge. I give a weekly recipe and then, you know, just randomly do some things in there. So it's a good place to be. And plus there's a several years worth of content there. So you can go to the files tab and find all kinds of recipes and workouts. There's video workouts. There's all kinds of stuff in that Facebook group. So even though recently I haven't been doing a ton in there, there is a lot of information and, you know, all kinds of stuff in there that is still valid that you could go and look. So definitely join the Facebook group, look for the video of the journal so you can see what it looks like. And then if you are feeling inspired, I would love it if you would go purchase that. Okay. So you guys, thanks so much for being here. I hope that this gave you some insight on the benefits of food tracking versus habit tracking and, you know, which one is better and depending on, you know, where you are in your life and what your goals are. So of course, like always, I would love, love to hear from you. Are you going to try habit tracking? Do you habit track? Do you food track? Where are you in this world of tracking? I definitely love to hear from you. I definitely appreciate Christy. Christy has been sending me messages about her opinions and her insight in some of these podcasts. So thank you. I just want to give you a shout out for doing that. I really appreciate it. So again, thanks for being here. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast or rate and review so that others can see this podcast and get this free resource as well. Thanks, and I will catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast today. Remember, while we've explored incredible tips and insights, none of this is to replace personalized medical advice. Always chat with your trusted physician or healthcare professional before making changes based on what you've heard today. Stay inspired, stay curious, and keep striving for that balanced, fit, and free lifestyle. Until next time, take care and keep thriving.